The South African Institute for Race Relations has released its August Fast Facts, revealing a mixed bag of successes and failures. The Institute for Race Relations researcher Unathi Matwasa joins me now on the line from Johannesburg. Unathi, thank you so much for your time. So what's contained in this fact sheet? What are the successes and what are the failures?
The South African Institute of Race Relations released the Fast Facts, Watintavafaz, Watintimbogoto, which has revealed a mixed bag of success and failure, like you mentioned. In South Africa, women account for 51% of the total population of South Africa, and the report has found that majority of households are headed by females. At household level, for example, the report found that provinces with the highest proportion of female-headed households are in the Eastern Cape, with a percentage of 51.2, and in Limpopo as well at 49.4%, which indicates how important women are in South Africa. In terms of household ownership, the report also found that across all race groups, more females than males are living in households that they own and are fully paid off. So in particular, 65.4% of black females have households which are owned and fully paid off compared to black men. This is, however, a success that the report found. With regards to life expectancy as well, the South African female population fares poorly against other countries. Although the report has indicated that most women are actually likely to live longer than males in South Africa. However, the figure compares poorly with other emerging economies such as Botswana, Mozambique, and Uganda, and its other BRIC counterparts. Because if we check in Brazil, for a woman to actually reach the age of 65, there is a 84.8% chance for that to happen. But in South Africa, it is very low.
So South Africa fares sort of worse compared to those to its BRICS counterparts, as you said, in terms of the life expectancy of the female population. And in terms of education and perhaps the labor market, what is the picture looking like?
In education, the report has found that majority of females are actually completing their university and college degrees more than males. The figures have actually doubled. The enrollment figures for females in universities or in higher education institutions have actually doubled over 20 years in South Africa. For example, females account for 51.3% of the population aged 20 and older who have completed grade 12, and 52.9% of the population aged 20 and older have also completed their post-school education. However, involvement in the labor market is low despite the positive picture that we have in the education system. The female labor market participation rate remains lower than that of males. If we check for females, labor market participation is at 51.7, whereas the male labor market participation rate stands at 69.5%. Also, employment in management remains skewed in favor of men, because we see that 21.4% of females are holding positions in top management. So if we check in the overall employment in South Africa, 31.5% of females are also holding top management positions in community and personal social services. So we can see that despite the fact that females are doing well in the education system, labor market participation remains low. Women are still excluded in the economy in South Africa.
So there is some progress, but I'm sure you'll also agree that there's still a need for a further upturn in the sort of socioeconomic status of women in South Africa. You know, maybe a focus on policy that will be aimed at a more inclusive economy, including the safety and the security of women.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Institute for Race Relations researcher Unathi Matwasa. Thank you so much for your time.